And welcome back to another episode of 100% Fresh with Two Chef Mission.
Today we are going to talk about the importance of flexibility in meal planning.
Now, some of the biggest things with flexibility in your meal planning is being able to adjust and understand that things may go not the way that you plan and just willing to accept it and say, okay, you know what? We gotta adapt.
Yeah. And actually, that is something as chefs that we have to do in business, because I think that we both have had times at, whether within our own business or when we were working in professional kitchens.
Yeah.
It definitely happened. And you just have to go with the flow and make it work and make it happen. And basically, like nothing changed.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta really sell it to those out there that are enjoying the meal, that to them nothing is wrong, nothing is changing. They're just like, oh, I'm getting my meal and it's fantastic and everything tastes great.
Yeah, and that's why like we have taken that into what we teach within meal planning, is that you also need that flexibility of being able to adapt and adjust to not only your family or life and preferences, but also to the fact that life is going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to be able to kind of plan ahead for that to adapt.
Exactly.
And
there are so many different facets when it comes to meal planning, where you may need to adapt, you know, schedules being one of them, and what you may have planned and what, you know, your concept of your meal plan and how it looks may need to adapt.
Right. So I think we all know that like some weeks within our month might be super busy.
Oh yeah,
it happens. Or some might be lighter and it might be easier to maybe cook more at home, or you know, have more time to cook during the week versus like batch cooking or things like that. Whereas some weeks it's like, nope, we have to have everything planned and probably cooked ahead because we are going to be running all week.
Exactly.
And so those are definitely times where you're gonna have to adjust and adapt your meal plan to what your schedule looks like. It also could be more towards a preference sort of area, because I know for us, we will kind of leave room for flexibility within our meals. Yeah. If we're like, okay, I think this is what I'm going to want, but I'm also going to make sure that the ingredients that I've selected could also be something else.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you think that you want something, then you, like, let's say maybe you're like, okay, we're gonna have spaghetti this week. And then you get to the day when you're making that and you're like, I'm not feeling that. And I'm thinking, maybe let's throw lasagna or just something else, right?
Exactly.
We will generally make sure that, and it's, and I will say, yes, this is a bit easier for us with our backing in culinary.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's also something we help learn.
For sure. And I think that's one of the, that's a really good example as far as showing with the preference of like, you know, what you may plan to eat and what you may want to have during the week. But also understanding that like, you know, when that day comes, things happen. Your body's probably going to tell you like, hey, you know what? It sounded great 3 days ago, but I'm really not feeling it right now. And so there are constant changes in, you know, in our daily lives and in our, you know, work or family or anything that could be happening. And we also have to be able to understand that we need to make those small pivots and shifts within just those changes that could just pop up.
Right. And by doing this and being able to kind of adjust a bit, it it helps take off a bit of that stress thinking that everything has to be perfect. Because just like life is not perfect, I think we all can agree, like, things are going to happen, shit's gonna hit the fan sometimes, and that it's easier to be like, you know what, it didn't go exactly the way I wanted it, but I adjusted. Yeah. And being able to do that takes some of that stress off of you for trying to make it a complete win or lose.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so that's definitely a great point, because you want to be able to have less stress during the week when it comes to your dinners or your planned meals, and you know, being able to adjust and have that adaptability on that is just a really great thing.
Yeah, and another great thing about having a bit more flexibility within your meals or your planning is that you can also adjust things to seasonality, which means that you can kind of take certain times of the year and think, okay, this is what I would normally do, but I could shift things and add in seasonal ingredients or seasonal items. Or it also could adjust for like those seasonal times when you have more people in your house because it's the holidays, right?
Absolutely.
So,
like, especially that's a great example. Like, right now, it's the holiday season. Mm-hmm. We just got finished getting through Thanksgiving, and you know, that's one of our favorite holidays. Mm-hmm. And we're coming into the Christmas time, and these are the big travel holidays where you're really going to see your family from out of town, where they're going to all come in and you know, and having the flexibility. Yeah.
And those are those perfect times for having those quick go-to meals that are kind of just your classics.
Yeah.
So that it's not a massive kind of work.
Yeah.
You know, you want something, because then you can enjoy something, but also still spend that time together. So you kind of need that flexibility within there too.
Right. And that also really kind of leads into the fact of like being able to manage your time and understanding, like, you know, some days are going to be busier than others. And, you know, it could be if you have kids and they have, let's say, a sports meet or games or something. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden now your weekends are just completely taken away and you don't have that time anymore. Now it's being able to manage that extra pocket of time that you have.
And that's definitely where it can super help with being able to adjust and adapt within those times, is because if you're in a very busy time or busy day, it's being able to have something planned ahead, right?
Exactly.
And I will say that I would say, like, probably our top three tips as we're like coming to a close on talking about flexibility would be, for us, things that we use: batch cooking. Yeah, so if you're curious about that and you haven't listened to that podcast episode, because that should be the podcast episode right before this one, if you are super busy, want to have meals that are consistent and things like that, or be on a plan, batch cooking is something that can be super helpful, and it's something that helps with your flexible meal planning.
Absolutely.
Now, I would say that our second is having a backup emergency meal. Whether it's, okay, we're just going to maybe select that time to grab something out. Yeah. Or what we will also do is we'll usually have a backup meal in our freezer.
Yeah.
Whether it's something we've gotten at the store, or if it's like a lasagna that we've made ahead and it's just in our freezer, we will generally, even if it's pizza, like we will have something as our backup or emergency meal that is already set in place. And when we use it, we restock so that we always have a backup meal.
Exactly.
Because like we said, life happens. And as much as we want everything to go exactly the way it's just not going to.
No.
And it, most of the time, it does, right? But for those times when you're like, you know what? backup meal. And it's, that is something that has helped us a number of times.
I can't count on one hand, on both my hands actually, how many times the backup meal or emergency meal has basically given us the opportunity to actually, like, okay, no, we have dinner ready in, you know, 25, 30 minutes now. Mm-hmm. Because we just pulled it out of the freezer, threw it in the oven, bam, it was ready to go.
Yeah. And I will say that our third tip would be to select ingredients that can be very versatile.
Yes.
So a great ingredient is ground beef, for instance, right? Because it could be spaghetti sauce. It could be a bolognese sauce. It could be in lasagna. It could be...
You can turn it into meatballs. You can turn it into burgers. Yeah.
So there's so many options. Meatloaf. Tacos. And that's just one ingredient. There's so many, right?
Exactly.
So selecting things like that that are versatile, that they could be used in multiple meals or multiple ways, because one, it helps within your planning if you pick versatile ingredients that it can be in multiple of your meals so that you have less waste.
Absolutely.
But it also allows for that flexibility of like, I thought I wanted this, but actually I want this. And that's definitely something that we have done.
Yeah.
So we hope those tips help, and we hope that you guys are able to have some great flexible meal planning.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we can't wait to talk to you guys again in the next one.
So until then, keep it 100% fresh.